Salah Abdeslam sat expressionless as the judge delivered the verdicts. The only surviving suspected attacker was found guilty of terrorism and murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole. During the trial, the Belgian-born Frenchman said that he had decided not to blow himself up. But the judge said the court considered that the explosive vest had malfunctioned. Abdeslam's childhood friend Mohamed Abrini, who drove him from Paris to Brussels on the night of the attacks, was also given a life sentence. He was also found guilty of terrorism, as were 18 other men. One other was found guilty of fraud.
The sentences are not excessive. They reflect the events and those behind them. I think it's a satisfying moment for everyone and for the justice system.
It was nearly 7 years ago that 10 attackers rampaged across Paris, killing people in cafes, the Bataclan Concert Hall, and outside France's National Sports Stadium. By the end of the night, 130 people were dead, hundreds injured. ISIL claimed responsibility. Across France, there was shock and grief. The trial into the Paris attacks was the biggest in French history. It lasted nearly 10 months, hundreds of witnesses testified. And while some victims chose to stay away, others came to the court nearly every day. Mohamed Amgar was injured when an attacker blew himself up outside the stadium. He says he found it helpful to attend the trial most days. Now it's over, he hopes that he can move forward.
I will close the book and I will go on with my life. I will try to keep going. This story, this thing happened in my life. It was part of my life, so I have to live with it. I have no choice, so I have to live with it. So I accepted it. Before, it was very hard for me to accept it, but I have to accept it. Now it's part of me.
Abdeslam will serve his sentence in France or Belgium, where he's already in prison. For the victims, survivors and their relatives, the verdicts won't change the past, bring back loved ones or heal their suffering. But for some, there will at least be a sense that finally justice has been served. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.